Welcome to the new school, it's something to try. Cause fuck 50 Cent, I'd rather a buck 65. And if you haven't heard of us, then just ask your friends. Cause we're the reason people wanna listen to rap again.
Hello Earth, I'm Duke Buzzy. This is episode 57 of Between Bars and Roundtable Radio. You're here for the best independent Canadian hip-hop music, and here comes over 40 minutes of exactly that. My prodigious guest this week is Toronto's Dustin Wareham, a.k.a. DJ D's Nuts. He came by the living room to talk about origins, live bands, the gradual death of Screwface, and what puts a party over the top. We'll hear that conversation in a minute, but first, Calgary duo Dragonfly Empire released their first full-length since 09. Entitled Mission Statement, it is what it says it is. Word to Josh Martinez for the lead on this one. Here's Gimme the Mic featuring Ghetto Sox and Def 3.
I light a match and then back away. Known to crack a case like an attaché. Rearrange your look, Michael Jackson's face. Keep the change, plus your praise and the accolades. Tabulate your fate, smack an ass and jet back away. My dad has risen from a cataclysm. A tattered vision of padded prisons, patterned after bad religion. These battle children have a lack of wisdom. Like saying you was a mathematician, yet you don't understand addition. So to speak, my poems overthrow the beat. Like protesters out in Cairo, throwing stones in the streets. So unique, kisses blown from the hoes and queens. Cause they know the steeds from Hoboken to Mozambique. Please, don't even start to antagonize. Just because you can't see the guard like a magic eye. Imagine I'm a cross of Isaac and Malachi. You vandalize your crop with the mark of the dragonfly.
Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic so I can take a own word. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic so I can take it away.
Step off Bruce, I boss it like Hugo. So long to OJ, now they call me Juice like Judo. Slack promoter, I gotta know why you throw. Never lift a finger, scared about who goes. Who knows, a canoe with new flows. Acting planetary for the dogs who call me Pluto. Rappers playing board games, still can't get a Kudo. Monopolize, grab the boardwalk hotel. Fools catch the Baltic, can't buy, they sell. Selling out, slashing all the prices, but shell it out when I gas up the priceless. Words that I manifest, peace to guru. Jamaica bloodlines atop a black Uhuru. Chinook the cold front, fondle the ice grill. Warm it up, and swarm it up. Dragonfly rising higher every hour I devour the mic.
Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic so I can take a word.
I'm running circles around these squares, putting suckers to the test. Cause when it comes to getting down, I learn to fly right out the nest. Don't pay attention to the rest, I ain't got time for all that stress. Paying dues since I was 10, rapping along to my cassettes. Came from nothing, now we something. Shit is funny like comedians. Took a little time, but this shit rarely is immediate. Call it dropping knowledge like falling encyclopedias. We make the party crack like baking soda's an ingredient. Been pushing dope, but not the kind you get arrested for. Made a little money, but my medium is metaphor. Shipped around the globe doing shows and rocking festivals. Call it small business, but the repertoire is extra large. Here's 16 bars for your pantomime. Next to Mars, giant like I'm Jupiter, a mastermind. Always down to rock like the mountains that I had to climb. Buzz on my back like the wings of a dragonfly.
Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic so I can take it away.
Wait a minute, drop an old school beat.
And now it's time for our feature presentation. The one and only
Dustin Wareham.
From solo act to frontman for 85 East to DJ back to solo MC, Dustin Wareham, aka DJ D's Nuts, brings a wealth of experience, natural talent to the stage, mic, and turntables. In his own words and tracks, this is Dustin Wareham.
Cause I'm young and I'm black, I get my ass real money, the greatest of these, huh? We all ain't out slanging, packing way to crack, though. So stop cracking your whip up on our backbones. These chains up on my feet don't mean I'm pushing dope. Nah, I ain't holding coke. Nah, I don't sell blow. Not every black man that you see is a fucking crook. But every black man the cops see gets a crooked look. Crooked look, crooked glare. Fucking crooked stare. Hey, look, suspect number one. Right fucking there. Get out. Put your ass on the curb. Officer, I got hemorrhoids and the concrete hurts. Plus, I heard you shot that boy. 9 times to be exact. Dropped his ass where we stood and tased his ass after that. Fuck. You can see exactly why I'm shook, especially when I know I'm driving around here by the books.
Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low.
Do I look like a mom beater, sir?
I don't know. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low.
Do I look like a mom beater, sir? Quotas, homeboy, ease off the power trip. A badge is just a badge, and shit won't ever polish shit. Ever gone to bed without the promise of a breakfast? Well, that thought alone will have you waking up reckless. Watch your mama struggle each month to pay the bills. December time with no heats when shit gets real. Now it's time to turn to crime as a means to survive. But once I get arrested, I can't get a 9 to 5. Fuck it, this isn't living when you need a pot to piss in. And you've never had a lot ever since pops went missing. Play your position by slaying the opposition. Officer, wonder why my attitude's a bit belligerent. Dear hip-hop, thank God for your existence. Life's hard for a black man living in this instance. Suspect number one, heard I fit the description. My alibi, I was cooking up some work in my kitchen.
Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low.
Do I look like a mom beater, sir?
I don't know. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low.
Do I look like a mom beater, sir?
I don't know. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low.
Do I look like a mom beater, sir?
I don't know. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low. Cause I'm young and I'm black, get my ass real low.
Do I look like a mom beater, sir?
I don't know.
Yes, Dustin Wareham is in my living room. How's it going?
Pretty good, sir. Mr. Duke Buzzy, yourself?
I am getting by, you know.
All right, all
right. SSDD.
All right. I definitely hear you there, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So, to begin with, walk our listeners through your chronology, how you started, where you came from.
How I started? I guess I got my start just as, you know, anybody really does, and that's just growing up. You're hanging out with your family. You want to mimic your older cousins and the kids on the block. So I was lucky enough to just grow up at that age when hip-hop was still really fresh and brand new, and everybody wanted to be a b-boy, and everybody was beatboxing. You know, nobody really wanted to rap yet. You wanted to beatbox. So, you know, I was just really good at that, like breakdance at an early age and beatboxing and stuff. And I had a real big fascination with, like, the strobe light. So, you know, just trying to breakdance, and you got the strobe light. Your hands in one position, all of a sudden the next second is completely somewhere else, and you didn't even see it move. Like, that always really tripped me out.
Yeah.
So that was really, like, my start. And then from there, just walking to school, man, entertaining, like, my friends, I'd always be able to just freestyle these really stupid, just premature tracks and just completely just make up the stupidest shit in the world. My friends like that. And eventually around high school, I just figured out I could really freestyle. And I was pretty good at it. So after high school, I really dug deep into it, started hitting the Toronto scene, started going out, you know, like every night I could. Basically, you'd wait till like 2 a.m. just to hit that open mic. And, you know, like you'd watch everybody perform, then you'd open a mic up, you'd hit it for like that 16 bars, and you just get that rush and step off, or you'd enter the freestyle battles or whatever. Started doing stuff like that. And then about 6 years ago, I bumped into a mutual friend from high school, you know, someone I'd grown up with, and he was always doing bands, and, you know, we hadn't seen each other for a couple years, and it was like, all right, dude, let's get together, let's chop it up, let's do some music. And we just started messing around, really. And I just kept harassing him and this other dude. I was like, yo, let's form a band. And that band went into 85E. So that took me from kind of just, you know, doing the solo music, just solo dude. You know, it's like all of a sudden I'm in a band and I'd never really been in a band before. But because I like music so much and, you know, rock is just one of those things that I really like. Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't like rock music. I absolutely love it. I love it as much as I love hip hop. You know, so I just adapted and grew into that really well. And that was 85 East and we were a rock hip hop band. And that... along the ways, you know, it grew into something that I really loved and whatnot. But egos, personalities, drugs, alcohol, and just personal things, you know, people having babies and families, unfortunately, we all kind of grew apart. And that eventually just forced my hand to where I'm at. It's unfortunate that 85 East grew apart, though, because 85 East was, like I said, it was my baby. Like, that was everything to me. I put, like, a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort. That's how I met you. I met you when I was still a part of 85 East. And yeah. Unity and Flow and all those other people, you know, we were a band, and they dug what we were doing and asked me to be a part of a project you were involved with.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it really, you know, really sucked that that project folded. But it's allowed me to really open up the doors to what I'm doing now. And it's kind of opportune or fate, you know what I mean, if that's the word.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, like what I'm doing now is I guess a lot more, you know, I'm doing the solo stuff, I'm doing the DJing and just really promoting a lot more for the city, helping out the city.
The transition back from being in a band to being a solo act, was that more like coming home or more like culture shock?
I would say kind of like culture shock, to be honest with you. Because when you're in a band, you have so many other people on stage that it's synergy. So you're feeding off their energy, feeding off the instruments, the amplifiers, feeding off the crowd. And then when you come back, it's kind of, I don't want to say intimidating, but you don't have your brothers to look over your shoulders and see on stage with you. So now it's kind of more that competition. It's you against the previous MC who was on stage. And it's kind of like that in a band because you're up against the other front men of other bands. But, you know, when you don't have a crew with you and you're in a fight, so to speak, it's a little bit scarier, you know. You kind of don't have the same bravado that you had. So it took a little bit getting used to. But the one thing is, being in a band on stage with instruments and amplifiers really helps out your projection, really helps out your vocals, really helps your breath, just really helps out how you get your words across, because, you know, now you're not just yourself over the beat and maybe the turntables. You learned how to use your voice as an instrument and craft that around other instruments. So I would like to encourage a lot of MCs out there who have never fucked with a band, do it, man. Get out there, play with live drums specifically. It's a different feeling, it's a different beast. It is a whole other monster when somebody has a live drum kit. It's amazing, you know. Yeah. So it's definitely a transition, but it allowed me to grow my stage show now, where I know how to bring in those missing elements that I didn't have before, the solo artist, back to the hip hop realm.
But you bring everything with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, for me, you know, like the other day, you know, it was a day off before Big Ticket and before like a big practice that I had. But, you know, like I started off my day watching a David Bowie documentary. Then I went and listened to one of my favorite bands, which is like the Deftones. Mm. And they're like a really hard rock, but they just have some melodic stuff and really hard stuff. You know, spent some time listening to them. And I always like to listen to them before I have big shows for some reason, because it just gets me in the right mood. And then from there, you know, I completely went out, practiced this hip-hop set, and went out to a big hip-hop show. So that just kind of gives people an aspect or, you know, insight as where my mind is. You know, like I like everything, whether it's Metric or Method Man, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Metric, Method Man, Crystal Method, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll go through all of it, listen to it all, and, you know, just get, you know, get inspiration, you know, from it all, you know what I mean?
You are also a DJ.
Yeah.
You're running 80s Favorite Babies down at 751 Queen West.
That's
becoming a destination.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Right now we got a monthly spot there. Shout out to my partner, Pat. Specs One, you know what I mean? He's my partner in that. Me and him also have a hip-hop group called GSD with a couple other people, so shout out to GSD. But yeah, Specs One, we just brought in our boy Ryan PvP. He's actually the co-founder of King of the Dot, so shout out to him. He's someone who you know, always just there for us. And yeah, we started out doing this kind of monthly thing a while ago, and, you know, started out slow and, you know, whatnot, and it just evolved, and it's just really growing. Last night, as a matter of fact, was just amazing, you know. So shout out to everybody who was on the bill last night. Shout out to Dual C's. Shout out to the Capital E who tore it down. That's my brother from another, him along with Ill Vibe. I spent a lot of time touring with those guys over the last few months. Shout out to Scandalous, you know, like, that's my big homie. That's my big brother. Me and that dude go back to Scarborough when we were like youngins, and he's a legend in the city, and he tore it down. And matter of fact, I showcased that show, and that was amazing. So it was amazing to showcase a party that I've been promoting for other artists for the last few months. But yeah, you know, we're turning this into a party, Basement Wasted. You know, we do it about once a month. We book up and coming local acts. Chris Got Rocks always likes to come out and show support, so thank you to him, because through the Big Ticket, you know what I mean, and he has that venue, and for him to show me love and show us love, 80s Favorite Babies, with what we're doing, like, that's just an honor, and it lets me know that we're doing something for the city. And yeah, you know, it's just an opportunity. Next month I got Devo, Kush McLeod, and Mike Guts coming through, right? We brought up this group Cooley High from Buffalo. You know, they come through and perform. And, you know, we're not really making no money or nothing like that. And it's maybe, you know, like 60 to 70 people if we get a capacity up in there. But it's that real underground, like, kind of punk aesthetic. You know what I mean? Yeah, that gorilla. You go in there, you kill it. You got 60 people with their hands in the air. And sometimes that's better than, you know, 100 people in a room doing nothing, just staring at you. And that room capacity has 1,000, could fit 1,000 people, but there's only 100 and they're just looking at you.
Yeah.
Right? So just gets that feeling and, you know, just that aesthetic, that real underground, you know, lyricist lounge type of vibe, man. Yeah. So,
well, when I walked in last night, the first feeling I got, I mean, it just happened to be at that moment just before your set.
Scandalous. Oh yeah, my god.
Big fucking,
oh my god,
party.
Yeah.
Here tonight. And as soon as I walked in, the first thing I got was, this isn't a show, this is a party.
Yeah.
Like, there's no stage, right?
Right, exactly.
So you're right in it. And
exactly.
It's just looks and feels like a house party, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? We got so lucky last night. It's awesome that you walked in at that time, because Scandalous is such an ill MC. Like, just as a lyricist MC, he's dope. But as just a dude, when you give him a mic in a party, he's going to turn that party from a 5 to a 15. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of MCs who can really do that nowadays. Like, that's a lost art, you know what I mean? So, shout out to him. I was taking notes, because usually I do that, you know what I'm saying? If I didn't have him booked, I'm the guy who's doing that when we're just spinning the music in between artists or whatever. And he took that party up, and during his set he just destroyed it. So, you know, that's an honor, and I get to see that. You know, Capital E's a good example as well. We booked him, I guess, in February. We were doing that on Wednesdays at that time, but we booked him, and, you know, just from that book, he tells me all the time, just from that book, he went on to just do so many shows, and I've done probably about 20 with him in Ill Vibe in the last like 3 or 4 months alone. But he always says that it started out from just there at 751. That's kind of like our home spot now. Like, we do 80s Favorite Babies. Like, we don't just do hip hop, we do top 40. We'll do rock over at Velvet Underground. You know, I just did the Silver Snail comic party. Like,
nice.
That was huge. You know, that was massive. Just did a party at Lee's Palace last Friday for Halloween. So, you know, we don't just do the Basement Wasted, but the Basement Wasted is our monthly thing. That's our dedication to the city. We give back to the city with those, but we do other types of parties, you know, other spots as well.
I'm speaking that be knocking up the ghetto youths, cause innocent, cause they know Jay's not a goof. They know Jay's not a goof.
United as we flow, I just wanna reach your ears in no other way. I gotta take control, cause there is no regrets in what I got to say.
Toronto is the best damn city on the planet, but it's a mix of madness and magic. Passion is tragic, so you gotta have eternal love that's everlasting. Then learn inside your heart, that's where heaven happens. Know that you live in Godfather time, like Socrates. The season where the world believes in Canada's raw MCs, rocking beats for the love of it. Whether or not the art is funded by the government, devil ignorance, we running it. Ghetto culture, we running it. If you're wondering, is anything better than our collective essence? Know that nothing is. From Jane and Fitch to Saga, Scarborough to Queen Street, we're united in flows and drops on bombs. Exciting explosion in your face, a greedy. See me represent Toronto forever. Run through the coldness, like the Maple Leafs losing it. Don't stop and it don't quit.
Respect the brown man.
Riches over bitches. I say you need a wide screen just to see the picture. They'll cross some burning bridges if you can't play your position. And kids are slanging dope, yeah, controlled opposition. Same type from way back when Black Panthers all went missing. So red and blue took over. Now they blood and crippin'. For that ISIS that is slipping off your neck, they might just rip it. Bust a melon like a felon, pull a Glock out and just spit it. Say the future's for the children, but no one wants to listen. United we can fight, but they'd rather use division. Draw a line right down the middle, a fraction with some friction. They need to start at the root, observing what they teach and aim high and set a vision. Getting where you're fitting. If life's the longest thing you know, enjoy the one you live in. Enjoy the one you live in. If life's the longest thing you know, enjoy the one you live in.
United as we flow, I just wanna reach your ears in no other way. I gotta take control, cause there is no regrets in what I got to say.
What's coming down the pike? Like, what's coming after Hat Real Low?
Okay, yeah. So Hat Real Low just shot the video yesterday for that, as a matter of fact. So what I'm doing right now is I'm actually just working on an EP. I've worked on so much stuff in the past through 80s Favorite Babies of the Soul stuff. And unfortunately, a lot of it is either just up on, you know, YouTube, just demo form or unreleased. This time, I'm just like, you know what? I'm putting my own money into my own project. I'm not waiting on anybody else. So I'm just working on my own little EP right now, just putting it together. I didn't want to do a mixtape because a lot of times mixtapes, just so many songs, people just kind of lose them. So I'm just pretty much giving you, you know, like five just tracks right now that I specifically want to get out. I'm aiming for early 2014, so, you know, January, if not January, you know, February, early February release. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just going for a different format. Everybody, I hope nobody steals this when I say this, so I don't even know if I should say this, but instead of selling the CDs, I'll just tell you, like, instead of selling the CDs like everyone tries to do, you know, I'm actually just gonna get some USBs, and I'm just gonna start selling off some USBs, put my music on there, and, you know, I think that's a little bit more accessible in today's day and age, and, you know, to sell those and just give it all out for free, you know. So, you know, put that EP out there and just give it out for free, you know, like my return on my dollar or my return on my investment will just be people, you know, telling me that the project is good and just getting more work from that. So working on that album, got the video coming out. And, you know, from there, just work on some remixes and just jump on collabs with everybody. You know, I want to go from that dude that everybody just for the last 18 months saw as the DJ to like, oh, shit, this dude can spit. Not only can he spit, he's making some bomb-ass tracks.
Yeah.
I forgot that he did that. And, you know, now I remember he does that, and he does that so well. Let's get this guy on the tracks, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what's up next.
Yeah, I didn't forget. You did that track with Mindbender,
yes.
Jane from Finch, and Brown Man.
Yeah, Brown Man. Shout out to Brown Man. Rest in peace, Guru. Yeah, that's my dude right there, man. We did that for the Unity and Flow. And it's real crazy because that's how I met you, right? Mm. They approached me after doing an 85E show, and they approached me and they're like, hey, we got this freestyle competition. We want you to do a video, post it online, and see if you could kind of get in on this CD. And I was like, all right, cool. And I went to the website and they had the beats, and the beat that I chose just happened to be yours.
Yeah.
I dropped my 16 over that, recorded it, threw it up. And I just remembered, like, the votes were just going through the roof for it. You know, I was like, wow, you know, like, this is sick. Yeah. And, you know, I just remember recording that track. It was dope. I remember they were taking parts of it, and I'm like, you know, what are you guys recording here? And I remember when we actually did The Night, they showed a documentary film and you were the narrator. And I was like, yo, this guy's voice is dope. You know, and it was a sick video, man. I liked that video you made, and that was an awesome project to be a part of. And you
well, know, actually, I didn't make the video. I just did like,
the narrating.
The narration. Okay. Like, I wrote that, and it was Emma McKee did the video.
Right. Okay. Well, shout out to Emma, because that was my homegirl. She helped us out a lot. Shout out to her. She was, you know, definitely one of the, you know, I guess one of the people who really, really helped out with that project and really got us through over at Euphonic. And shout out to James Pugh over at Euphonic as well. But that whole project was an awesome feeling. And just to be on the same track as, you know, Brown Man, like, that dude's cool, man, you know. And I've had some really good conversations with that guy, and his history, the legacy and the people he's worked with, like, that's really dope, you know. And that was an awesome track, man. And shout out to Mindbender and Jane from Finch as well, man.
Yeah, he fronts, like, 7 bands.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's where I was last night before I came down.
Okay, I saw that, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd seen that. And he's dope, you know, like, world renowned, you know?
Yeah. Fucking awesome band last night, too.
Yeah. Like, well, that's the thing, you know, and I keep going back to it, you know, like, the whole band thing. You know, and for all you artists who are listening to this, like, I don't want to come across preachy or anything, but definitely try to jam with some live artists, because there comes a moment when you're jamming with other musicians, specifically live musicians, where you all communicate without even speaking to each other through the instruments, and you know exactly when that drummer is going to drop into the chorus, and he's going to go heavy with it, and when he's going to come out and go soft, and you just learn dynamic from it. You learn how to communicate with other artists without even saying a damn word to each other. And, you know, like, it's an eerie feeling when you do that, you know what I mean? And if you don't really experience that as an artist, you're kind of cheating yourself, you know. Like, synergy is an amazing thing on stage. So, yeah, you know, try that, man.
Who are your favorite independent Canadian hip-hop artists?
Okay. I'm a fan of the Canadian scene in general. So independent's got to be the artist that I'm working with, you know, right now. Right now I'm working with Ill Vibe a lot. So that's my boy. I'm working with the Capital E a lot. Booking a lot of artists, you know. Dusty Wallace is one of those dudes where I watch that kid perform and it's like, God damn, son, you got a lot of energy. How you doing this? This is nuts. So I'm definitely feeling his whole vibe. You know, shout out to MO. I just worked a show with him and Black Roche the other night, and those guys completely tore it down. Like, right now, the whole independent scene, there's probably, I would say, like, 30 of us who really work together a lot. And, you know, I can't really pick or choose a favorite, you know, because it's just one day from one dude to the next. What I will say is, you know, I primarily work in Toronto, and Toronto is an amazing city, so many artists. But there is one city where right now I go out there and I just see these dudes, and the way they're all organized and the way they're working together, it blows my mind. And that's Barrie. So shout out to Barrie. Shout out to LS. Shout out to everybody out there, man. John Rowe, Jordy Laforte. Like, those guys are really organized. I like the whole Unity Market they got out there. Like, I'm like, hats off to LS for what he's doing out there. And, you know, Sage, that's somebody else that I've spent a lot of time with the last few months. Mm-hmm. I really dig that, and I dig that movement. I dig the whole Unity Toronto has right now. I can't pick a favorite. I just like the direction that the independent scene is going right now. You know, I'm kind of working with somebody right now in conjunction with something that very soon I'm going to let people know is going to actually help out a lot of independent artists, specifically for independent artists, not for established artists. So hopefully I can let that out of the bag. But, you know, I don't really have a favorite. You know, I guess biased, I'd say myself. But, you know, that's you know, no favorite. I love the movement right now. You know, we're all just grinding together, and it's ridiculous. So I've never seen this before in a city ever. You know, I've never seen the amount of reciprocation of just, like, genuine love. It's always been a real dog-eat-dog city, dog-eat-dog scene. You know, fuck you, I don't want to see you succeed. Now it's like, word, I'm at your show. Let's collab together, you know? I'm not charging you for that feature. Let's go, you know? I'll do a video for you, and I'll do it at a slash rate just to make sure it gets views. And, you know, I like that. That's a little bit more profitable to everybody than just one person getting in and everybody else starving.
Yeah. So yeah, I've noticed that over the last year.
Yeah,
too.
Man.
Like, especially over the last year.
Yeah.
The cooperation has
exactly.
really become like a key thing, you know.
Right. And what I've noticed, you know, as a promoter, you know what I mean? Let's say 5 years ago, I tried to book some hip hop dudes when I was in a band, and venues would always want insurance money, so they always want a deposit, and it's like, where the fuck am I coming up with $250 and I gotta pay them? Am I getting that back? I might not get it back. Now you call and they're like, yeah, we want hip hop, because that's what's making venues money now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, hip hop at spots where they would not do hip hop shows before, they're now opening the door, welcoming in these hip hop artists, because money is now being made from this genre in the city of Toronto. So it's only gonna grow, it's only gonna get better, but that's only if we continue to show love instead of trying to backdoor each other and not allow one another and, you know, even get that money.
Where can people find you online?
You can definitely find me online, YouTube. You can just search Dustin Wareham, Hat Real Low. If you want to see any of my old shit, 85 East, definitely. You know, I have a lot of stuff there. It's a little bit more rock, you know, a lot of it was just demo, but, you know, we got some stuff up there. I'm working on my EP right now, so I'm going to have the whole band camp up and hopefully, again, within about a month and a half of this being posted, I'm going to have that up. And just usually every Wednesday, 751, we're either doing rock and hip hop on the Wednesday nights, or check out for my Basement Wasted, you know, series once a month. December 6th is the next one that's coming up with Devo, Kush McLeod, Mike Guts. I think I got my boy Young Shaolin on that as well. So shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he'll appreciate that. I think it's November 28th, out in Barrie with Ilvibe, we're doing the Pusha T show.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Right, so Pusha T, obviously Pusha T's the big dude, and it's Ilvibe, and I think me and, you know, Capley are going to be backing him up. So just that right now, Facebook, Dustin Wareham's my government. Just hit me up, you know, you can find me on there, and, you know, just link me, you know what I mean? Like, I always hit everybody up on Facebook. That's probably my number one spot. Twitter at 85 East. I still go by my old band name on Twitter just because I had it for so long. So at 85EAST. You know, you could hit me up on Twitter. Yeah, I'm just there, you know, and I'm just bouncing around. You know, I'm always around the city. So, you know, if you got a show and you want me to go to it, hit me up. If you're looking for shows, hit me up. You know, shout out to the people who are recommending and sending people my way. You know, I get emails about once a week, twice a week from artists from out of town who are coming to Toronto, and they're like, hey, man, I'm hearing that you're the dude to hit up for shows. That's an awesome feeling. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, I'm just a regular dude like you trying to get on, but you know what? I'll help you out if I can. So shout out to all those dudes. Hit me up if I have the opportunity to put you on, or, you know, if I have the opportunity to take some of your music with me, I definitely will. You know, and that's for the most part where you can reach me. Yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to my team. You know, right now I'm definitely putting together a team of strong people. So shout out to 80's Favorite Babies. You know, that's me, that's Specs One, that's PvP, that's my big brother Crime, that's my brother Jermaine. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the dudes who are really just there with us, you know, working together. So shout out to them. Shout out to my boy J-Boz, my GSD fam, you know, Jimmy T. He's my producer working on a lot of the tracks. You know, so shout out to him for just putting in the work, putting in the time with me, you know, work on some of this music. Shout out to Justin Main for being that dude. If you guys don't know who Justin Main is, yo, I'm plugging this kid because, oh my God, he does such good work, and I just got a series of photos from him. Justin Main is turning into that photographer, so hit him up. He's that dude, Justin Main. And my homegirl Tiff, because she's always out at every event taking those photos, right? So her, she does that, and she, you know, she puts it down for, you know, DJ Two Creams, and they got that show every week, so shout out to those guys. And you know, just anybody else repping it for me, you know what I mean? 80's Favorite Babies, whether it's just my music, Dustin Wareham or whatnot, you know. Ilvibe, capital E, those are my brothers from another, you know. Shout out to those dudes and everybody else that I fucks with you too, you know. And it's just love, T-Dot, let's get it, you know.
Yeah. Right on. Well, thanks for coming by.
No doubt, brother. Anytime. One love, man. I'd love to come back in a couple weeks once this EP's done, and, you know, we'll have this conversation again.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Yep. Yo, Specs, one is out the pen. Pig pen, look at my watch, it's Big Ben. You like my flow? How rad is that? It's like I'm rolling slow through Cali in a Cadillac. Yeah, you know we got the baddest tracks. Smoke the fattest sacks. Crack a fresh pack of backwoods and roll a massive fat. A better buzz, some better buzz. Whatever comes, phases set to sun. This beat ages when it's done. Riding around town in the rear view. Bass down low, volume up, I can't hear you. Hitting the drum while I'm hitting the zone. Got an open road ahead, no traffic to steer through. Yeah. So fuck you and your monosyllabic rhymes. You got no chance against a gonzo addicted mind. I guess you could say that the monocle fits the crime. GSD taking over Prana, cause it's time.
We say trippy man, dirty in the fast lane life.
What you smoking now? What you smoking now?
We say trippy man, dirty in the fast lane life.
What you smoking now? What you smoking now?
GSD, Aspects, ZJ, Bar, C, no, yeah. Dusty D, we stay trippy man, dirty in the fast lane life.
What you smoking now? What you smoking now?
Lane, swimming in and out of them. Curveball, I'ma throw a perfect game. Billy though tricked out when I couple range. Yeah. These hoes all flock like kiss of rain. GSD stop, that's insane. Yeah. We be on top, that's what I'm saying. Lyrically hot caliente, understand the one day. This is crazy, man. Rocket stages, zang. Yeah. Fill your drinks up and smoke some. Let's toast to round two. Whiskey shots, chasing two booze. Tequila body shots. That's two boobs. Kansas City shuffle. That's so smooth. I see a girl eyeing. That's you lose. Me dip with your boo. That's so rude. Feeling on me, she can't escape. Got taste, you won't hesitate. Got your bitch and you gon' hate. Ballet is making weight. Out this place, you can't keep pace. Adrenaline rush, heart start to race. Car chase, no brakes. Pedestrians inside of space.
We say trippy man, dirty in the fast lane life.
What you smoking now? What you smoking now?
We say trippy man, dirty in the fast lane life.
What you smoking now? What you smoking now?
GSD, Aspects, ZJ, Bar, C, no, yeah. Dusty D, we stay trippy man, dirty in the fast lane life.
What you smoking now? What you smoking now?
Comatose haze, zoned out the chronic. Best product, I got it since my man. He put me on it. You playing puff puff bass, but I'm rolling up a Percy of some Hershey. I cough until my lungs start hurting. I done tried them off with century Sam's to white owls. Dutch masters and Phillies backwoods got straight devoured. Spent plenty hours rolling up, sparking in the park, or just parked up in a car, smoking blunts after dark. Shit is what we did. Let's be honest, we still do it. Spilling guts from cigars and replacing it with some beer. It's a love affair we have with Miss Marijuana. Inhale her essence for a few seconds, hold her breath and she's a goner. I'm feeling twisted, getting lifted in this zone. And once I flick my pick on this bitch, then it's on. We stay trippy, man, 30 in the fast lane. Go ahead and pass me, but kiss my fucking ass, man.
We stay trippy, man, 30 in the fast lane life.
What you smoking now? What you smoking now?
We stay trippy, man, 30 in the fast lane life.
What you smoking now? What you smoking now?
GSD, Aspects, ZJ, Bar, C, no, yeah. Dusty D, we stay trippy, man, 30 in the fast lane life.
What you smoking now? What you smoking now?
Thanks again to Dustin Wareham for the time and the tracks, and respect to Dragonfly Empire, Ghetto Sox, and Def 3.
For consideration as a featured artist on Between Bars, drop me a track and a bio at buzzy.bars@gmail.com, spelled like it sounds. To submit a track for rotation, same drill. You can also hit me up on Twitter at RealDukeBuzzy, all one word, all spelled correctly.
Join me again in 2 weeks when we catch up with Ill Vibe and maybe spin some of the new Ghetto Sox album for you pretty things. Till then, this is Duke Buzzy saying,
a few simple definitions can save you a heap of embarrassment. Here are a few. 1. Signed. Adjective. Having signed a record contract with a record label that has distribution outside of Bandcamp and Reverb Nation. This isn't to knock anybody on an independent hustle, but if you didn't sign anything, you're not signed. 2. CEO. Noun, the chief executive officer of a corporation. If you didn't hand over several hundred dollars to your federal, provincial, territorial, or state government and receive a charter from them, you're not a CEO. 3. MC, noun, short for master of ceremonies, commander of crowds, conduit of congregations, center of attention. If you can't hold a crowd, you're not an MC. 4. Rapper, noun, one who raps, rhymes, or spits hot fire. Whether you're pulling down millions after taxes or paying shady promoters to let you open for bitches nobody knows, whether you're a recognized genius or a starving pariah, if you rap, you're a rapper. And just about every single one starts out as a bad rapper. It's ruthless persistence and practice that makes you good.
Thanks for listening. Now go conquer the world.